want to build off the success rather than sabotage the success.
This will help to protect the archaeological history of these parks.
Treatment foster care, also known as professional foster care, places the child in a family-like setting.
From the fourth floor of the Capitol Rotunda, you're listening to WFSU Public Media's Capitol Report, the podcast. I'm Tom Flanagan.
Funding for Capitol Report is provided by the following. The Florida AFL-CIO, representing over 1 million union members, retirees, and their families, committed to building a better future for all Floridians by promoting healthy communities, economic justice, and dignity in the workplace. Online at flaflcio.org. And from Rambana and Ritchie, immigration attorneys concentrating on complex immigration across the nation from Florida's capital and their mobile office. Self-sponsored green cards, I-9 compliance, and deportation defense. Rambana and Ritchie, on the web at rambana.com.
This is Capitol Report, the podcast. I'm Tom Flanagan. Among today's Capitol action, amid fierce opposition from Governor Ron DeSantis, the Florida House today approved revamping laws about leadership of the higher education system, including opening information about applicants to become college and university presidents. The bill would repeal a 2022 law that provided exemptions to public records and public meetings laws for presidential searches. It also includes ending the State University System Board of Governors' role in confirming presidential selections made by university boards of trustees and trying to limit the influence of the governor and other officials on presidential selections. GOP Representative Michelle Salzman is the bill's sponsor.
I don't think that this is anything other than a policy disagreement. I believe that allowing this process to be in the sunshine is going to let Floridians have more trust in the system, more trust in how we're making these choices.
But DeSantis blasted the proposed changes and raised the specter of a veto if the bill passes.
This is not what you asked for. None of them campaigned on this. Why is this happening given the success we've had? Wouldn't you want to build off the success rather than sabotage the success?
The bill comes amid clashes between the House and DeSantis on a series of issues, and after six former lawmakers in recent years have been appointed to lead several colleges and universities. A similar Senate bill would need approval from the Rules Committee before it could go to the full chamber. State parks would have more protection from development under a bill approved in the full Florida House today. Adrian Andrews reports the measure follows last year's failed proposal to build golf courses, hotels, and resorts in the park.
Stewart Republican Representative John Snyder is behind the House measure to help protect all state parks from future development. He says the bill
seeks to limit development within our state parks and ensure anytime there is a change to our state land management plan that there is maximum public participation.
The land management measure, which passed the House floor Wednesday, preserves state land by limiting new development like pickleball courts, hotels, and golf courses, amenities considered in last year's proposal from Governor Ron DeSantis' administration. The plan was to expand outdoor recreation and lodging in 9 state parks across Florida, including Grayton Beach and Camp Helen near Panama City. However, the proposal faced heavy public backlash in August. DeSantis said he had never approved the idea.
So this was something that was leaked. It was not approved by me. I never saw that. They're going back to the drawing board.
On the House floor, Snyder told lawmakers that the bill will require public hearings for all future park plans. The measure also creates a special advisory panel that will report back to the legislature, and the proposal also clarifies that state parks can only be used for recreational purposes. Representative Lindsey Cross, a St. Petersburg Democrat, co-sponsored the bill. She says this will protect Florida's natural beauty.
The public outcry, you could probably hear it all the way up to the moon or to Mars. We have 175 treasured parks around our state with 176 on the way. This will help to protect the archaeological history of these parks.
Snyder's measure has support from advocates for state parks who say the proposed developments could have had negative environmental impacts on fragile and protected areas. The Senate version of the bill is still in committee. It has slightly different language than the House bill, and some environmentalists say it's not as strong. For the bills to become law, a measure with the exact same language must pass both chambers. I'm Adrian Andrews.
The Florida House today unanimously passed a bill that seeks to prevent students from having cell phones at school. The legislation would stop students from using cell phones and other wireless devices during the entire school day, not just during instructional time. The bill would also require school districts to designate areas where students may use the devices. Representative Demi Bisotti is the bill sponsor.
Cell phones not only cause constant distractions to a student's focus during the school day, which impedes their ability to learn, but it also has shown to increase bullying.
The proposal comes 2 years after lawmakers barred students from using cell phones and other wireless devices during instructional time. A similar Senate proposal must pass 2 more committees before going to the full chamber. Finally tonight, as Florida lawmakers head into their final days of the legislative session, several major bills focused on children's issues still haven't made it fully through the process. As Margie Menzel reports, they deal with child protection, autism, and child care.
Senate President Ben Albritton is particularly invested in 2 of the bills. One is a sweeping child protection measure that would recruit case managers, combat child sex trafficking, and create a professional foster care pilot program. Vero Beach Republican Senator Aaron Grawl is behind the measure.
This bill addresses the strain on the child welfare workforce by requiring DCF to run a CPI and case manager recruitment program for individuals who have previously held public safety and service positions, such as law enforcement officers and first responders. This is intended to decrease the vacancy rates of CPIs and case managers and reduce the strain on the workforce.
The bill would also require the Department of Children and Families to collect more data about where children in state care are placed. And Grawl says it would establish a 4-year foster care pilot program for children with complex mental health needs, placing them with specifically trained foster families.
This bill requires DCF to create a treatment foster care pilot program that will increase family-like placements for children with high acuity behavioral needs. Treatment foster care, also known as professional foster care, places the child in a family-like setting. However, unlike traditional foster homes, treatment foster parents receive specialized training to care for the children with high behavioral needs.
The Senate measure was heard on the first day of session, passed easily through its committees, and has been in messages for weeks. In the House, it's passed just one committee. Albritton is also invested in a bill aimed at addressing the increasing prevalence of autism. Early in the session, the Senate unanimously passed the measure, and Albritton told reporters he's watching it closely.
This bill, these families, these children, this is really, really important. We're going to be watching very closely. We feel like we have good partners in the agencies. You know, many times we may do something here and it gets down the road a little bit, and all of a sudden you find a hurdle that you didn't know was there. It won't deter us away from our major goal, and that is to serve these families in a far more meaningful way.
The bill would work to increase early detection and intervention while filling in the gaps in educational opportunities. Currently, kids with autism stay in the Early Steps program until they're 3 years old, but don't start school until they're 4, missing out on a year of learning. The bill would offer them the option of staying in Early Steps until they're 4. Stewart Republican Senator Gail Harrell is the sponsor.
This is going to end that gap. Also, summer school is important. Making sure you have those camps that are specific to kids with autism. They can't go many times to a regular camp. This is the whole summer of nothing for them. And this is going to give them a place to really continue the learning process.
The idea is to identify each child's place on the autism spectrum and then offer the best services for that individual. While neither measure has made much progress in the House, they both have strong backing from the Senate president, which gives them a good chance of passing this year. but it also makes them good potential bargaining chips to help House leaders move their priorities forward in the final days of the legislative session. I'm Marty Menzel.
Our regular Capitol Report correspondents are Adrian Andrews, Gina Jordan, Regan McCarthy, Margie Menzel, and Tristan Wood. Shows are available Monday through Thursday by 6:30 p.m. Eastern Time, wherever you get your podcasts. On many of these Florida public radio stations, you can tune in each Friday to catch the latest on all things happening at the Capitol, and that show is also available in podcast form. Technical assistance comes from Evan Rossi, and I'm Tom Flanagan. This is Capitol Report, the podcast from WFSU Public Media.
Funding for Capitol Report is provided by the following. The Florida AFL-CIO, representing over 1 million union members, retirees, and their families, committed to building a better future for all Floridians by promoting healthy communities, economic justice, and dignity in the workplace. Online at flaflcio.org. And from Rambana and Ritchie, immigration attorneys concentrating on complex immigration across the nation from Florida's capital and their mobile office. Self-sponsored green cards, I-9 compliance, and deportation defense. Rambana and Ritchie, on the web at rambana.com. Capitol Report is a production of WFSU Public Media in Tallahassee.